This is Warriors Sound. I'm Lawrence Scott with Warriors General Manager Bob Myers. Yesterday was the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and it sure felt like it. Today, an annual tradition where you talk with the media to wrap up the past season and look forward to the NBA draft. Why is this something that we do every year here?
Well, you know, look, we're in a public business, and it's important to inform the fans. They're the most important people as far as supporting our team, our players, our organization, so they want to know what's going on. I do my best to communicate that and in a meaningful way, and today, whether it's today or tomorrow or leading up to the draft, we make it a point to address the media and let them know what we are able to let them know about the draft, about what happened at the end of the season, evaluate a little bit about the season. People ask questions in regards to changes they think we might be making, what we're looking for in the draft, how many players we brought in, and it's a chance for me to communicate to the fans at the end of the year kind of a summation of what transpired, maybe a glimpse into what we hope to accomplish in the draft and beyond.
Let's listen in.
I know you guys do prep throughout the year, but what are these final couple days like as you're working on your board and getting everybody together?
There's a window. We're all there. It's what a war room. It's what I imagine most war rooms look like. Some are more technologically savvy than ours. We still use the whiteboard, but we're ranking players by position. We're ranking them in order. We're hypothesizing of what the draft might look like for other teams, getting a sense of who might be there when we pick. We just had a workout today for six guys. Met with our medical staff. It's kind of, unfortunately, we're compressing a lot of things into the next, what was yesterday, today. Had all the exit interviews yesterday, 15 interviews with our players. So it's pretty busy.
Is there a priority for you guys in the draft? Is there a position or is it just best guy available? What are you guys looking for at 30?
Pretty much best guy. If you can get a player at 30 that can be a rotational player, that I think you've done well. So the goal is to find a guy that we think can play. And we hope one will be there, but you just never really know. So we'll look for somebody that kind of fits our system. I'll talk to Steve and get his sense, and we'll narrow it down to four or five guys, and hopefully one of them will be there. And again, a guy that we think can step in and at least give us something next year. Not start, but play some minutes. Be nice.
You didn't get anything from Looney this year. Yeah. Do you just pencil him in as a guy that can compete for a roster spot next year? Or do you even know? I mean, a rotation spot next year? Or do you even know at this point?
I think he can. We got to get him healthy, and he'll be back for camp, from my understanding. It's hard for me to speculate on what a player will or won't be. He's young. He's got a lot of skills. He's worked very hard to recover. And our hope is that he can give us some minutes next year. But without seeing him play at this level and him being youthful and not entirely healthy, it's hard to speculate as to what he will give. But the hope is he gives us something in minutes.
With all the free agents you have, where does Looney work in? Like, okay, we got to keep this guy or we can't let this guy go.
It's hard. It's hard to know. There's no certain answer to where we can. I can guess and pencil him in or put him in pen, but it doesn't matter because we don't know. It's just a guess. He didn't get to practice a ton. I think the hope was, I don't know that we can rely upon anything for sure. We're going to try to get better in the draft. We'll try to get better in free agency at every position or whatever we can or can't do. But Looney, the hope would be he can give us something. It's just hard to speculate as to how much. So,
how were those exit interviews yesterday? I mean, Clay sat here and just, he wants to get away from basketball for a while, and Draymond's ready to get back into it and play in the Olympics. Right. And some guys are, Steph is stung for the summer, it seems like.
Everybody's different. I felt a lot better after the exit interviews than I did before. Because it's always, for me, I was wondering how our players would react or process losing in game seven after the season we had. But what I saw and what I heard was really encouraging from the maturity standpoint, from a learning capacity, from a processing. And Sean Livingston, it was really poignant. He said, how am I supposed to feel? And I said, not good. It's not supposed to feel good to lose like we did. It's supposed to hurt, and that's what drives you. But I told Sean, I said, you were drafted third or fourth or whatever he was drafted, and you were on your way. He was on his way 10, 12 years ago to being one of the stars of the league, and he got hurt. And he had to play for 7 or 8 teams, was told he couldn't play again, and then he came back and he won a championship. And I said, Sean, my bet is you are a better person because of getting hurt and feeling that pain than you would be had your career just taken off and ascended. And my hope is that from losing like we did, we can all be better at what we do. I can be better, the players, and I think we can. Because in some ways I feel like what has happened the last 2 years went in the wrong order. This was supposed to happen last year, and then we were supposed to win this year. So you have to experience in the business of sports, in the competition of sports, we got to experience the best and the worst in some capacity in a span of 2 years. So we now get to, we know what both feel like. And that's important in this job. It's important for me, it's important for our players, our coaches, but that's experience that's hard to find. You can play for 20 years and never win in the finals or lose in the finals. And it hopefully elevates you and propels you going forward. So it was good. They were all, I didn't hear a lot of people blaming anyone else. I didn't hear people not taking responsibility for what they could do better. So it was really encouraging from my position, it was.
Were you personally having to keep busy with the draft and with free agency? Has that helped you with the heartbreak?
Yeah, I think so. Although you don't want to ignore, you don't want to not breathe. My wife and I went home after the game. We actually like each poured a glass of whiskey, which I never drink whiskey. And she said, what do you want to eat? And I said, I don't know. And she had an old hamburger and I had a grilled cheese sandwich. And you need to take time to feel it. Because I knew after whatever it was, Sunday night, this was going to start. So you, I think in life you have to stop, even when things are really hard, and feel it. And then it's all up to us how long we want to feel it for. I mean, like you said, some players can move on quicker than others, but that's okay. We all process things. We all process success differently and not succeeding differently. So for me, it was good to take some time to acknowledge what happened, think about it, feel it, and then hang on to the parts that you can use and let go of some of it. But for me, yeah, being busy is probably good too.
Exit interviews, did you get any kind of indication? Are they at all helpful as to what guys' motivation are? The free agents potentially, do they express that they want to come back, or how do those work in that regard?
Yeah, I think I didn't hear anybody that doesn't want to come back, and I think that's a testament to the coaches and the players and the camaraderie that they built and the chemistry that they have. It's a very high-functioning environment, and we all try, someone in my position, in our front office and ownership, you want that, and you try to cultivate that, but sometimes even the best intentions don't result in a good locker room. But we somehow are able to find it, and the players are the ones that see it the clearest. They know if they're in a good locker room or not. So for them, it was clear whether we won or lost, they had a good experience together. And so I did hear from a lot of them that, or all of them, that they were happy. And I said, could we have done anything different, or what areas can we improve? And to a man, they all said, I hope I can be here a long time, or hope I can come back. And I can tell you that's probably not the case in most exit interviews, if you're being honest.
Bob, you have a really good starting backcourt, and you have a good power forward. How much turnover do you think we can see on your roster next season, not including those guys?
Well, I think we have a pretty good roster, period. One that won 73 games and was capable of winning the championship. I don't know that there's rosters that are much better, and that's not, I'm not tooting our horn in the front office, but I do think that with the coaches and with the dedication of the players, it was a roster that obviously achieved a tremendous amount. Walked right up to the edge of winning a championship. So we have to, after the draft, myself, ownership, the rest of the front office, Steve, get together and figure that question out. What, if anything, is needed? And that's what we do every day. There's such a fine line between winning and losing. If you win, do you do nothing? If you lose, do you do everything? And so that's what you have to take some time. And for me, it'll be post-draft, thinking about where can we be better? Where are we good? What's an emotional response to the roster? How much distance do you need? Unfortunately, our free agency is coming. It's probably not the right amount of time to process what had happened and be smart about it, because you don't want to be rash. So I like a lot of things about the team. most importantly, I like who they are. I like who the guys are, which it's a really good group. And so we have to be careful as to how we move forward with things. And we will be, and we understand what we have, and we don't want to make any mistakes.
So hold on. This is called a follow-up question.
Yeah, I got you.
So you didn't answer my question. And what you
The question was, you said we have a good backcourt and a good starting forward.
I said, how much turnover will we see? And then you gave me the
I don't know.
Okay, don't know is fair enough.
I don't know.
So when can we ask you when you'll know?
Probably not. Probably can't.
I can't? That means
because because I can't answer it now.
Yeah.
And after the draft, I don't really need to spend energy. People will see what we do or don't do, and hopefully we'll be judged on that. And I understand you got to do what you got to do and hope that you can respond.
So you mean even after Jeff, we couldn't call you or text you?
Here's the thing I've learned. We will be judged on what we do or don't do, right? And how it plays out.
Sure.
And I understand getting ahead of it is part of what you want to do, which I understand too. But until I know or until we know the direction we want to go in, it's hard to guess. Will we know on June 30th? Yeah. Am I going to tell the whole world? Probably not, because unfortunately we're in a very competitive environment. And we try to be transparent. I try to be transparent. What I've learned in free agency is it doesn't even matter what I think right now. It's not going to happen. It just doesn't. I learned that as an agent. What you think someone's going to make, they make less, they make more. What you think you're going to do, it never. I can go back and tell you stories. I didn't think we were getting Iguodala if you looked at 2.5 years ago from here or whenever that was. But we will do this. We will try to bring back a team as good or better. That's not that exciting of an answer, but that's really the simplicity of it.
Fair enough.
Did you get to meet with Luke or talk to him before he departed?
I said my sad goodbye after we lost. Yeah, I think he's gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And how will the coaching staff potentially line up?
You know, that's something we tried to, we did look at, but we didn't give that amount of attention it deserves because we were still playing. And Steve, it's very hard for a head coach to make that determination while we're in season. And so we thought about it. We have some ideas, but it's not close to conclusion right now. But it's very important, and we're going to miss Luke, and I don't think you can replace Luke for what he brought tactically and also character-wise. He will be really missed. He's a fantastic guy. He's got a bright future. But part of being successful means you're going to lose people. And hopefully he won't be the last coach we lose as much as we want to keep coaches.
Bob, what you're looking at Thursday night, has that changed at all since before the finals began?
No, because when you're so close, I mean, what we have to remember in the front office, we didn't not make the playoffs. We didn't win 50 games. We didn't lose in the second round. We didn't lose in the third round. We lost in the NBA finals in the seventh game. So we still lost, and we didn't win a championship, which is what everybody's trying to do. So we have to remind ourselves how close we were when and that's the honest truth. It's not an emotional thing. It's the truth is we were that close. We didn't win. How do we then take that information? But I don't think it will change how we draft. Even if we were sitting here right now with a parade, it doesn't change who we draft. And it actually shouldn't change a ton of other things either. But it's hard not to get swept up in that current. Because in this society, you win or you're everybody else. And right now we're everybody else. So you have to be strong enough and disciplined enough to not overreact to making decisions.
You get a sense from your experience as an agent that the climate is that free agents now look at this as a potentially desirable location where, you know, 10 years ago that was not the case.
Yeah. We've gotten better there. I think we were not so good. We are in a really good place, I think, as far as people viewing us as a successful, because we won for no other reason. If you win, you're deemed successful in this industry. And then also, I think our players, not me, but our players and coaching staff have cultivated a style that is attractive to players and a locker room and a feel that people want to be a part of, which is maybe winning's the most important thing. If you win, players want to win. But I know from many years ago and what that was a goal of ours, to become a place where players might want to play, and in a business that's very competitive, that's important to establish that.
Knowing the mindset of your owner, is it wrong to say that you guys are going to be super aggressive in free agency? Is that incorrect?
No, I think here's the thing I would say to that. Joe's aggressive every single day. It's not going to change. You could ask him. He's always aggressive. He's aggressive when he wakes up in the morning. He's aggressive when he goes to bed. We were aggressive last year, and we didn't really do anything in free agency. But it doesn't mean we're not aggressive. Aggressive is a mindset that he brought to ownership that trickles down to myself and everything we do. But how someone hears that word, how we all hear that and process it is different. We're always going to try and be better. But sometimes, like last summer, we won a championship and didn't do anything, really. We brought back the same team. Some people might have said that was something we shouldn't have done. We didn't really do anything. When I would say, well, we signed Draymond, we brought back Barbosa, and the team actually, in some ways, was better. Didn't win a championship, so maybe we weren't. But as far as making the right decisions in the offseason, we made sound decisions without being what some people would call aggressive. They probably would have called it passive. But it doesn't mean you're not looking aggressively. Sometimes you look aggressively and don't do anything. So I would say Joe will never take a passive approach, which we're fine with. It's all about making prudent decisions and working very hard to get it right. You can be aggressive in your work, but sometimes it doesn't play out as far as transactions go.
Would you say that bringing everybody back, like the 8 free agents we talked about, is a real possibility?
I don't know. It could be. I mean, it could be. I don't know what a real possibility is as we look forward. I really don't right now. But I, like I said, I've learned that in free agency, everybody's trying to do the same thing in the NBA. They're all trying to get better. So are we. I'm sure even Cleveland wants to be better. Everybody wants to be better because if you're not getting better, you're probably getting worse. So we'll measure continuity against what other options present themselves and make the best determination we can. What I feel the best about is we've got great leadership from our coaching staff. We've got an owner that is willing to spend and has shown he's willing to spend. We were in the tax this year. We have a group that places a high priority on winning. I think there's a lot of really positive things. The only thing we didn't do was win a championship. So hopefully we have that opportunity again. And we know that talent is, in this sport, usually is indicative of how far you go and what you're able to do. And we were right there. But until we get closer to free agency and you really see what your options are, it's hard to say what we will or won't do.
Maybe the most emotional decision, the players that are on your team who are restricted free agents who didn't play so well in the finals, is it hard to look at Harrison Barnes and Vestas as at least separate from what they did in the finals? Or is that part of the equation too?
No, I mean, like I said, I mean, I can't really answer that because I'm not equipped to answer anything in regards to what we're going to do in free agency because we have the draft in 48 hours. But I like all our players. I think they did a great job in different ways. I mean, it's very hard, the NBA Finals. I mean, great players have good and bad games in the NBA Finals. So I know we're all measured in those moments, but both those guys have been great for us and have helped us get to where we are. And you can't forget all the things that they did to get us here. So we're going to be careful on how we evaluate things and not evaluate things based on one game or 4 games or 6 games. We're going to evaluate it on the entire career and a lot of things we know about people that maybe somebody else doesn't that are important. Young players can always get better, and they do usually get better, especially when they have good work ethic. So we're going to be smart about it and take our time and hopefully make all the right decisions.